Good, happy Monday, March 27th. Welcome to the Derby Cultural Commission regular monthly meeting. It's was a pretty day today, and we hope everyone had a great day. We have a guest with us today. Happy to see that. Wow. Okay. We have several guests, but we'll just get right to get to the agenda so we can have everybody participate. So it is 6:01, we call the meeting to order at 6:01, and we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic, in which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
liberty,
justice for all.
Okay, we kind of sat for that, but so we could be visible. All right, we'll do the roll call, and I will do the roll call because we're down to two right now on the Cultural Commission. So Susan Schroeder, present. Ian Schroeder?
Here.
Okay. So that is a quorum for all intents and purposes. We're not voting on anything. And so with that, we can go straight to the public portion. And I see we have some wonderful guests. We have Alan Kniper. I hope you say your name right, Alan. Did I say it right, Kniper?
Yes, you did.
Speaker now, okay. Thank you. And we have Jean. And Jean, I won't try to say your last name. It's like mine, long, from the Valley Indy. You can hear me, Jean? Yeah, I don't see that. I see no speaker indicated. Alan's is off and Mark's is off. Jean, if you can hear me, we're opening up for the public portion is what I'm saying. So anybody from the public wish to speak, please do so now. And I would think, okay, Alan, since I already heard you speak, did you wish to partake?
No, I just figured I'd listen in tonight.
Awesome. Jean, can you hear us? Okay, I'm waving. See, Jean, let me do this. I don't know. She might have stepped away.
I think she's just here to report. I don't know that she's going to speak, but I don't know. I don't want to speak for her, but I think she's just here to report.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay, second request for public portion. Anybody wish to speak? We know that people are out there. They usually watch afterwards, which is fine too, but this is your time to speak. There's a lot on the agenda, so people might have questions. They might be interested in more. So I would expect people would have questions. Okay, that would be a third call for the public to speak. Anybody? Okay, we can close the public portion then. And we'll go straight to old business. So first we start off always with the treasurer report. And our treasurer, you want to give a report?
Sure. Okay, so for the month of March, we really just ordered the Easter stuff for the upcoming Easter event on April 9th. That would be the Easter eggs and the candy for a total of $119.04. And the balance after that would be $74.52.
Okay, what was the starting balance?
$193.56.
Okay. And that event, by the way, is April 8th, Saturday.
Oh, it's the 8th?
Yeah. I'm just double checking the calendar here. Just in case, you know, people really marking their calendars. Yeah, April 8th, Saturday. And April 9th is actually Easter. Okay, so that is the treasurer's report. That's all the activity really for the record for March so far. And actually, there will be more activity. As part of our bylaws, we're able to fundraise. So we are looking into fundraising efforts. We had mentioned having a fundraiser sometime before June. And the Cultural Commission has a beautiful set of vintage antique dolls, hundreds and hundreds of them. And a lot of them are in great condition. And those vintage dolls like F&B and, you know, Raggedy Ann and Shirley Temple, those dolls, even if they weren't considered for fundraising efforts to sell, we can be displaying them at some point and be utilizing them in some of our events like Halloween, for instance, because some people have this doll thing where they just scream when they see a doll or they see their eyes staring at them. So those kind of thoughts are whirling around. And since we're talking about planning, and we just had the roll call, I hate to skip in the agenda, but some of the new businesses that we've asked for the appointment of Tom Lionetti, who has generously volunteered his time, and he's very knowledgeable about the city of Derby, and we really do need someone who has that kind of background and information and perspective, so that would be very helpful. And now, going straight to old business, we were on March 13th attended the Friends of the Sterling Opera House Committee, and that just was a thriving meeting. And this group is a big group and an enthusiastic group, and no matter what they do, I think they're going to be a success. And certainly, if they wanted to, we could redirect maybe their efforts our request to utilize them for, you know, any events that are cultural. Actually, that's how excited I was, you know, and I think this was my second or third meeting with them. So they're going forward, and everything's very preliminary right now, but they've made a lot of headway. So that was a lot of fun to be part of that. And March 15th, oh yes, the Derby High School concert concluded the band and the choir, and they will be having another, I think, two more concerts before the end of the year. We encourage the public to attend these concerts. They are going all out. They're not messing around. This is a concert. The performance level has dramatically increased. The band director, I want to say he's the jazz director over at the Connecticut, the Greater Connecticut Youth Orchestra, which used to be the Greater Bridgeport Youth Orchestra. Our treasurer, Ian, was with them for 5 years and their symphony orchestra. And so he's bringing all his talent, all his resources to the high school. And many of the high school members of that band and choir actually are even athletic, some of them with the Derby Running Club. It was just amazing to hear them, you know, they could charge literally and I would pay. So we encourage that as part of culture to, you know, think about, they're asking for us to promote them actually, because that entire auditorium could have been filled up with supporters and you would enjoy it. Next, the Irish flag raising. We had a lot of fun at the City Hall. Jack Walsh was our honorary guest. He raised the Irish flag and we had our Mulgrew School of Irish Dance perform. And this is their third year, really strong. They've grown, some of them are almost ready to graduate high school. So we thank them very much for that performance. We had a March 22nd meeting with the economic developer. We've been speaking, you know, in the work with the Culture Commission, we collaborate. The businesses are very supportive. They are often giving donations and we've had opportunity to speak with them, and we feel that they could be represented well by some kind of group if they wanted to form the Downtown Merchants Association. That's done in so many other towns. So they are receptive to, you know, possibly forming that. not all, we haven't reached all, but many. So that was impressive. And hopefully that'll just have a life of its own, you know, once it gets off and running. And these are thoughts because, of course, we're trying to get more vibrancy to downtown. So the Cultural Commission, the Sterling Opera House Committee, all of us, you know, will ultimately, we have a stake in it. So that's that. Oh, yes. And we had a wonderful meeting with East End Hose Company, Alan Niper, who's here. He relayed that they are celebrating their 75th birthday of operation at the same time as Derby celebrates their 350th birthday celebration. So we're all gonna, you know, get our resources together to lift this off the ground. Not only that, but the Elks had approached us too because they have their 75th birthday anniversary as well. So we can layer in, you know, Derby groups that have an interest and have something to celebrate as well. And Alan, he really came to the table with some good things. I am not sure, Mark, if Alan can participate. I'm kind of putting him on the spot, but sometimes Mark has to step away. Alan has the resources to bring a parade to fruition. Wouldn't that be nice? This wouldn't at all interfere with Memorial Day and that whole operation 2 weeks later. Derby Day 350th is May 13th, 2025. So we were delighted, you know, to just consider this. We're going to be, as far as the 350 goes, coordination on that, we're going to be holding quarterly meetings no later than starting June. And, you know, get a real committee going for that. And also, too, I want to make sure that I'm including Randy Ritter, because Randy Ritter, who was with the Scouts, he's a leader. He had, I believe, already gotten approval and obtain or access back funding related to signage for the 350th celebration. So there's things percolating all about, and, you know, we just have to gather all the resources and make sure that we're all on the same page and, you know, go forward to make it a beautiful event. So again, an appeal out there for anybody who is or will be listening. You know, I think we put out a press release like 6 weeks ago, and that is the press release is what I'm asking now. You know, that we are seeking volunteers for Derby Day 2023. We're also seeking volunteers for the 350th. Derby celebration. It's late in the day. So I'm sure Jean will be writing about all this excitement, and that's where we're at with the 350. Now, of course, the Cultural Commission also would be doing things. We've been researching an awful lot on the 350, going back to the 300th. The 325th, what they did was they had like a week-long celebration. At that time, we were a manufacturing industry, so, you know, there was tons of funding, and it seemed like there was no limit to the fund. And they also had an Indian museum, so we would love to be able to have something like that, and maybe 1 or 2 day celebration. Next. Talks with Derby Public Schools. We've been having a few conversations. The goal with the flag raisings we have at City Hall is to bring the community together. You know, we have all year, we hold flag raisings at City Hall to represent all the cultures that we can, celebrate them, you know, have speakers, maybe have a performance of culture, their culture. Try to represent them really well. So where am I going? With Derby Public Schools, you know, we all should be the way the community works best is if you have all the different age groups and cultures. So why not have a student of a particular culture raise and, you know, a flag for that particular holiday? And as an example, you know, Ramadan is right now, and happy Ramadan to everybody out there in our community. We have a lot in the valley, and we'll be raising the Pakistan flag as we did last year. And it was a little bit of a nice ceremony. You know, we were dressed in, you know, beautiful Muslim outfits. We raised the Pakistan flag. You know, we had some representatives from the community. And that's was really brought a warm feeling for people. You know, we got a lot of remarks, a nice reception on that afterwards. I think people felt great. So why not include, you know, the students, the Derby Public School students with that? And those were the talks. And that all is a little more complicated because, you know, you've got to get parent permission slips and you've really got to get advance notice. So actually, we're running out of time as I speak, I realize, for the April 3rd Pakistan flag raising. Anyway, next, Connecticut Murals. Oh, well, Connecticut Murals is a statewide organization. They have resources, grants, and they hook up professional artists, and then those resources are lent to Derby students. So a mural, a subject matter is picked, and it can be a statue, it can be graffiti, artful graffiti, it can be just a painting, and of everyone to everyone's agreement. And you know, the reason why we're encouraging this as a cultural commission is because we need more modern art, and we have beautiful historic things in town. We really do. And we're getting even more with the beautiful Derby historic plaques, but it's nice to also do some contemporary things. So that's where that's coming from. And that presentation is going to be coming up soon, hopefully at the next alder meeting. Sometimes things get waylaid because the alder meetings are really compact. So, you know, you can't always get the timing that you want. Okay, and so the next item was the 350th birthday, which we already discussed. And by the way, I want to backtrack a little bit. There's no meeting minutes to approve because we're a little bit behind. We're a month behind on those. Just for everybody, you can always access them online like you're doing right now. And that would be, everything's all updated and online. The agendas and the minutes for every department of the city, and the Derby Culture Commission has got theirs up until I believe March, or rather February. Okay, new business. Okay, we have the annual calendar. It's pretty filled up, and that will be formally published. It's on our web. It's on our Facebook page, and the majority of the events on the calendar were a repeat from last year. So, you know, we know that that's something that is, it's just something that's easy for us to do. And the other events, the bigger events, those are a little bit more complicated, and those require much more coordination. It requires a lot of volunteers. I'll go back to that again because it's tremendous amount of nonstop work, which we don't mind as long as we can deliver. We don't mind the work. Just have to get my agenda back up here. Okay. And new business, again, we mentioned the Ramadan flag raising for Pakistan. That would be April 3rd, noon at City Hall. These are usually just 15-minute events. April 6th, we're required to attend a Freedom of Information Act seminar, which is going to be super educational, and looking forward to that, actually. And then we'll give a brief report back on that too, with what we learned. I know that it's involving communications and making sure that, I guess if you have a couple of people on emails, it's considered a meeting. And therefore, that's public information. And that's my peripheral understanding of it. But we'll be learning much more in-depth information. Okay, April 8th, Saturday, is our cute little Easter celebration for the children. And that will include, you know, an egg hunt, a parade, picture taking, and something else. Just a lot of fun. The kids love it. We want to make sure that downtown children and all the children in the neighborhood get as much fun as possible, even though there's several Easter celebrations going on in town. And two of those, I believe, are one is at the Catholic War Vets, and one is another is the Sons of Italy. Different dates. You've got to look those up. And then, of course, our Easter celebration. Next, let's see, June 10th. All right, we're heading into the summer now, so this is a big projection out. You know, part of the thinking with regard to celebrations and our funding is that, you know, we really want to make sure that we can meet the needs of everybody, adults and children. And it seems like we can help out during the summer with maybe a couple of monthly refreshing summer splash slides for June, July, and August for the children. It's not too costly, and you know, other sponsors are coming in and they can offer the hot dogs, they can offer music, and it wouldn't be more than, you know, maybe 3 hours, but certainly the children would have a memory. And that's just something very meaningful to me and other people who work, you know, live in the community and would like to give back. And it's within reason to be able to do that. So that's the thinking on that. And that is, we were calling it Derby Day Light because the real Derby Day, the decision has been made that it really should be in the cooler weather. The thinking on that came from a lot of different sources. One, the teachers have been asking that their students be able to participate. And I guess the end of June is really too late. But to have the Derby Day, the full scale Derby Day earlier in June, there's not enough funding for that. That requires thousands of dollars. And by the end of the fiscal year, we just don't have it. And also too, a lot of the vendors last year really weren't happy with the heat because it cost them money. And a lot of vendors lost money, their products melted. So, you know, we don't want that. And also too, the people were too hot. It was just, you know, it was a beautiful day with sunshine and light. And everybody showed up and, you know, we had so much available to enjoy, but it just became oppressive. So the new date we scheduled is Saturday, September 9th, and also from noon till 6. This way people have time to get their business, you know, household things done in the morning and then can pop out in the afternoon, evening to enjoy a family day together. You know, it's also fun to go a little bit into the evening too, adds a little atmosphere. So right now that's a tentative thinking. You know, things are always subject to change. Anything is subject to change really just because of the, you know, we really need volunteers to make all this happen. Okay. As far as the concert dates go, that's been kind of a standalone thing, concerts. You know, we funded them, but we really didn't run them. And people love them. So we're looking probably to, you know, we're going to keep having the concerts. But at this point now, it looks like there would be monthly concerts, but they would be from right now, as we looked at our budget, we could have them from, I think it was July through December. as I have written here, June through December. And that would include the mix, you know, bands, DJs, and, you know, Wi-Fi music, Bluetooth music. So that's a tentative thinking right now. And that's taking everything into consideration. That's taking the budget into consideration. That's taking children's activities into consideration. And, you know, how do you make everybody happy? So looking at the budget, projecting, initial projections indicates that we could make everybody happy in a different way from, you know, previous years. Okay, next we're seeking vendors for Derby Day 2023. And we will be putting out another press release, and we'll be putting, it will be specifically seeking vendors. And then the avalanche will begin. So we've got, you know, with the September date, we've got 5-6 months. So that should work out really well. And oh, I didn't mention, but the other reason why we changed the date, among all the other important reasons we have, is because at that time, late June, we have severe competition with a wonderful Renaissance Fair over in Ansonia. We love that event and we go to it, but they usurp all the vendors. So it's getting tougher and tougher because, you know, the vendors are going to gravitate towards the Renaissance Fair because, you know, they get a lot of foot traffic. It's amazing what they get. And we want to make sure that we have dibs at the vendors too. So, and of course we were thinking about Shelton Day and, you know, taking all that and any Autumn Fest, taking those into consideration for September, but September 9th looked like a good date. And I think there's something going on with the Rotary September 9th related to Flags for Heroes, which looks stunning. What a great thing. Their event is 12 to 2. So we could move our day more like 2 to 6. So that same day, there'd be events popping on the green for September. Oops, I'm sorry. That would be June 10th. I'm going back to. All right. Yes, on Derby Day Light, we have, it looks like 2 events, but that could work out well too, as long as we coordinate. And again, I'll say that June 10th is the Flags for Heroes, 12 to 2, and then it would be Derby Day Light from 2 to 6. And that's that. But again, I was mentioning the competition and difficulty in getting all the vendors. And so that was also our thinking for September 9th. Next appointments. Yes, I mentioned this earlier. Tom Lionetti. Yes, we were all and happy to have him on board. He's enthusiastic, energetic, and knowledgeable. Yes. And anybody else too. We have a lot of terrific volunteers year after year, the same reliable, wonderful volunteers. And we also have new volunteers in the community who want to be part of the Cultural Commission, but they're like, you know, they can do these one-shot deals. And, they've coming out of the woodwork now that it's spring. So we're really happy to hear about, you know, about that. But we need a lot more. I would like to know that we have a list of people that we can depend on and call. Okay, future in-person meetings are on the table, and so they will stay. The meeting time and date will, if Mark agrees, because it's his schedule too, 6 to 6:30 at City Hall, and there will be meeting notices going out. And so that's it. We did that in 30 minutes. I think that's it. And that's a lot. I will reiterate that the calendar that we're proposing is always subject to change. Of course, we would update you online and you know, through our Facebook page if there's any changes in dates, times, or something had to be canceled. And so far, I don't think we've ever canceled a thing, not last year. So ending this, we'll conclude. I'm tired and hungry. Can't talk. I will put out an appeal for vendors for Derby Day September 9th. I will put out an appeal for more Cultural Commission members If you love culture and you, there's something for everybody. If you like to meet people, there's plenty of opportunity to get out in the public and meet business owners, to meet residents, to work with children. It's just an awful lot of fun. Or if you like the quieter side, we need a secretary. So think about it. We're fun and easy to work with and not too demanding. But once you give a commitment, we would ask that you keep to that commitment. And an appeal for fundraising, you know, we can accept funds, we can accept donations, and we really could use a few, especially for Derby Daylight on June 10th, because, you know, we're putting the pieces together on that, but we need a little more help. So if you're inclined, please do. You could contact me or come, you know, message us through our Facebook page, or just talk to City Hall, talk to Franny, the mayor's office, and that's it. So thank you everybody for being part of this and taking interest, and we're always grateful, and we're excited too. So Jean, if you want to clarify anything, you know, please just give me a call, email me. I think somebody over there has my contact information, because I know sometimes things can get confusing. I myself was confused at this meeting on some things. So, and that's it. It is now 6:32. And Ian, would you like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So, first, and I will second that motion. It's 6:32. Thank you so much, everybody. Appreciate it.